Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. I am getting there. You can hear my voice is not at 100, but I've got my water. I've been minding my business. I've been getting sleep and I'm definitely on the mend. I wouldn't say I'm 100% yet, but I'm well on my way. I will say I'm testing out something a little bit different with the audio, so we will definitely see how that works, but I'm actually quite excited to try it out. This episode is about boundaries and lines people try and cross that we've kind of put in the sand. And that is a very weird topic to just randomly come out with. But as I was doing my goal setting, which is why I say this episode leans heavily from that one, is because I read a quote in a book that basically said, "Speak to your neighbors, but do not take down the fence." That was part of it. And that got me thinking a lot about the boundaries we tend to put into place. And having to do that for me was extremely difficult. That's what we're talking about today. First and foremost, I need to work on saying no to other people or even just being more firm in my boundaries, because I tend to feel so bad about having to say no that I tend to move everything in my life around just to accommodate other people instead of saying no. Especially when I'm overwhelmed and do not even have time for them, I'll just be like, no, I'll find a way, don't worry, it's fine. Yes, fine is a crappy word, and me even saying it is just annoying. I've had people say that to me and I'm like, fine is not a good word. We shouldn't use it. It should be scrapped. Like, just say what you mean. And then I don't practice what I preach. So I journaled about this and put in the effort with it. And here is how it played out. I needed to learn that no is a full sentence. I don't owe anyone an explanation. And it has been a long time coming for me because I am a people pleaser. I tend to put others ahead of myself. And that is a topic in and of itself, because of the way society has raised me, I feel, to be a female and to people please, and oh, don't say that, and don't be this aggressive when saying it, and oh, just do it, and just, you know, that kind of a temperament. And that has definitely impacted me negatively, to the point of me actually in a way hurting myself to help others, meaning stressing myself out to accommodate them, cutting off me time to give to them, and not getting anything back. And a realization that I had from this was that I need to make me my number one priority, because no one else is going to do that. There's no one who's a partner or someone who is my number one, and I am their number one. So I have their back and they have mine, and we are each other's most important person. I don't have that. And since I don't, I've realized I needed to do that for me. I need to make myself number one. And that is difficult, especially, like I said, coming from where I put others first. It's been hard, but it has been worth it. Because putting yourself first is not selfish. It's self-care. Like I said, there's no one that's going to do it for me. I need to do it for myself. Yes, there are family members who help me, but not in the way that I help them, as in, like I explained earlier, putting them above everything. There's none of that. So, not that there isn't any, it's just not to the level that I do it at. And if you aren't giving and receiving, there's a bit of an imbalance, then you won't be in balance. And this can be a hard thing. It can be very difficult to put yourself first, because that means other people are being pushed down on your totem pole, and that is not nice. And like I said, I was a people pleaser, and it's very difficult to change that kind of a thing, but it's part of a shift that you need to make. And for me, the major shift I needed to make was putting boundaries in place so that I could achieve my goals. I have things that I wanted to achieve. As you guys know from my previous episode, I didn't. And it's because I didn't have the backup that I needed. So it's either be a lone wolf and go for it and not care about anyone else, or maybe not achieve them, but be part of the collective. I've been part of the collective my entire life. I need to go it alone sometimes. And I've made that shift to put myself number one and go for what I want to achieve. And I needed to plan, put in boundaries, and make it happen. Looking back to how I lived before I made the shift horrified me. Like, it's insane looking back and how I lived before, because I honestly don't know how I did it. This is not an over-exaggeration. This is literally, I would run myself ragged for everyone else. Just a basic example of a simple day for me was getting up early, taking my sister to school, maybe buying groceries on the way back home at 7:30 in the morning, maybe being late for work that morning because of my sidestep at the grocery store, coming home, barely eating, working, running back out, possibly for other groceries, picking up my sister, coming back, working more, finishing at 5, going downstairs, and then more homework instead of work, if you get the distinction. So there'd be me helping out cleaning, cooking, chopping, prepping, dishes, whatever, after work. And me being a diabetic, not eating throughout the day properly because I'm running like that is literally detrimental to my health. I have felt faint before. I have gotten the shakes, which is very similar to convulsions, either during the night because I didn't eat properly during the day, or during the day just sitting at my desk. And I don't tell people because I just have things I need to do. Me shaking in the middle of the day is not helping anyone. Definitely not myself, definitely not them. I've got things to do, and that is a terrible mindset, because if someone is physically shaking to the point they can barely do anything until it passes, which could be minutes on end that feel like an eternity, you should maybe then stop and try and fix it, not wait for it to pass and then keep going, which is what I did. I've realized no one is going to acknowledge it and accept it and try and change it except for me, and that's what I need to do. I, in that time period, would run myself so ragged during the day and evenings, I wouldn't have the energy to exercise. I wouldn't have the energy to meditate, to journal, to even just do a prompt or read even one page, because I was just that exhausted. And when you neglect yourself for others, you aren't helping anyone. You can't give from an empty cup, and that's what I was. I was running on that, you know, that last 15% of your battery where it's like battery low, get to a charger. I was running like on that for like 3 months. That's where I was at. And that is insanity. You cannot do that. I did experience burnout, which is why I said when I didn't have anything happening in the world that I could basically plan my podcasts around, I kind of got stuck, so to speak, because I was just that exhausted. Looking back, I'm glad I survived. I'm glad I made it through, and I will never do that again. And never is a long time, but I am worth so much more than that nonsense. Because I feel definitely that I needed to put my self-worth above all of that nonsense, because I barely had time in the evenings, and that was just during the week. When it came to weekends, it would be even crazier because I would try and get my own washing done. No one does that for me. I clean my room because I work there, I live there, I sleep there. That is my main room I'm busy in. I'm trying to keep it nice and clean and clear. So I'm cleaning, I'm doing washing for myself. And then, you know, my mom's like, oh, we need to go there. Or my sister's like, can you drop me off here? Or errands need to be ran or whatever. And it killed me. I barely had time for podcasts during the week, and you would think weekends, okay, that's the time to do it. No, that's why I said so proud of myself for actually keeping up with it. And I found out last week's episode was episode 20, which is halfway out of my 40 episodes for the year, which I'm very excited about. Anyway, back to the point. Realizing I am worth more and putting myself first is the conclusion you need to get to for yourself. Because you are worth more than being everyone else's second best or their go-to when they need something instead of calling you up out of the goodness of their heart. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, you shouldn't be anyone's second best. You should always be number one. And I'm no one's number one, so I refuse to be number two. That's just my wordplay. You know this. Boundaries aren't magical little bricks that appear overnight or magical shields that are just like, I don't want to do that anymore. Boom. Shield. No, it's hard to put boundaries in place because even a slow, gradual change is hard. It does make a huge difference, but getting that first ball rolling or pushing that first domino over is insanely difficult. One thing I did notice that helped me was a while back, I had to sit down and tell the two people in my life that are taking up most of my time, we need to figure something else out. I had to sit down with my mom and my sister and tell them, look, you're taking up a lot of my time on the weekends and I can't have that anymore. We sat down and we worked out that they would have to let me know in advance if they wanted time on Saturday or Sunday or what their plans were and how much time of mine they would need, and we would go back and forth and work around that. Especially because the weekend was when I planned to record my podcast. Usually during the evenings in the week, I plan scripts or edit or things like that, but weekends are generally much quieter. I don't have as many interruptions, so those are the best for recording. And I like to record multiple episodes at a time, so having that take place on the weekends is much better for me. And I can't have you take up my time Saturday and Sunday when I need to be recording. That is not on. We eventually spoke about that and got that sorted out. So one of the things I had to definitely adjust was weekend time, which was a simple conversation that I had to have. But when it came to during the week, I had to be like really strict with my mom because it wasn't that there was a problem per se with my mom during the week. It's just weekends, the both of them monopolize my time, but during the week, it was mostly my mom. So I had to definitely sit down with her one-on-one and be like, look, I love you and I don't mind helping when I can, but things have gotten really crazy to the point that I cannot because I was taking my niece for extra lessons during the week and I couldn't take my sister away, come back, go for groceries, fetch my sister, come back home, go up for my niece, drop her off, come back home, and then possibly go up for her later again. Oh, it's too much. So I had to like speak to my mom and be like, Mommy, we need to figure this out because this is clearly not working for anyone. And we've come to a better agreement where I drop my sister off in the morning and my mom picks up in the afternoon. If my niece needs a lift, I would do it. My niece hasn't finished her course that she was doing, so she doesn't need a lift anymore. And she will be going for a license soon, so it's not an issue. But helping where we could was something we did for my other sister and obviously my niece. But the thing was, it was all about planning ahead and management, which is one of the main tips that I can give. Have a plan, stick to the plan, and adjust when needed. By this, I mean know what you want, make a plan to get it, and then make sure nothing stops you from doing that. This can be as simple as taking your goals and breaking them down into small things you can do each day or things you can do on a weekend and block out a chunk of time for yourself. I like making a list. Like, lists is life. If you have a list of things you need to do that you can just tick off as you go, go for it. The Checklist Manifesto is a brilliant book on how to make checklists, especially recurring ones for things like that. If you have a Sunday routine like I do, you can make yourself a Saturday to-do list for every Saturday. Knock out those things at a chunk of time on a Saturday to kind of make it a routine, but find a way to get those things done and make sure everyone knows you are doing it at that time. That way, you are putting a boundary in place to say, this is my time, this is what I'm gonna do, do not disturb. Unless someone is in a life-threatening situation. And if they're dead, don't bother me because the person's already dead. What am I gonna do? Bring them back to life? No, move on. That is the way it is. Put that boundary in place. One thing I would say is sometimes you need to actually set boundaries for yourself because making sure people know you're going to be doing something is one thing, but making sure you have your own boundaries in place for yourself, especially getting out of bad habits, can be one of the best things for yourself. For example, if you want to focus on achieving something that you do digitally, like a blog post or editing podcasts, or even just not spending as much time on your phone, make a collage, whether digital or physical, and save it as your wallpaper, your lock screen, your desktop cover, whatever. Find a place and put it where you can see it every single time you touch your phone, every single time you open your laptop, every time you walk into a room, you see it. Because if your goal is to focus on writing that blog post, if your focus is on not spending as much time on your phone, when you go to unlock your phone, you're going to see that image of your goals and going to be like, nope, one of my goals is to focus on something else. So then you put down your phone and read that book, or you will open your laptop and see your screen has your collage on it and be like, my goal is to write so many blog posts, let me go do that instead of scrolling through YouTube or comparing myself to other people. Like, find small ways to make things easier for yourself, or to remind yourself of what actually is important. I mean, something, and this is the dumbest thing ever, but it has been the best swap I have ever made to date. So I have a metal drink bottle from Typo, duh, and with Freedom Day, I think, we went to the Typo factory shop and I bought a drinking lid. So the metal bottles come with these lids that you have to like screw off, and I replaced it with one of the ones specifically made for the metal bottle that has like this little pull up thingy that you can drink from. So it's basically like a mouth on the bottle that you can drink from. So instead of having to screw off the lid, you just like pull it up and you drink. That small thing has changed my life. Instead of having to literally like just screw the top off, drink it, screw it back, you just pop and then drink and then pop it back down and off you go with your life. Do you know how much water I've had since getting that thing? Like 500% more than what I was previously drinking. Just by making a simple change as changing the lid on a water bottle. If you do small things like that for yourself, you can make such big changes. I've said this continuously. Small steps lead to big changes. Do something small, find something small that you can do, and start with that. Even if that means having your calendar open on your phone, so when you open it and unlock it, the first thing that pops up is your calendar, do it. So anytime anyone asks you, oh, do you have plans? Can you do this? Open up your calendar and be like, I need to check my calendar, look at it, and if you truly want to, say yes. If you truly don't, say no. No is a full sentence. You don't have to give an explanation, okay? That is the best thing you can do for yourself, learning to say no to others. One of the best TED Talks that link to this podcast, I would say, is by Daria Long, who did a TED Talk on how to use triage to help you prioritize things. So basically it's a system of using red, orange and yellow to prioritize your thing, which is what they do in the ER place that she works. So she works as a hospital, as an ER surgeon. Things are coming in all the time. So red is obviously life-threatening and critical cases, orange is critical but not life-threatening, and then green is obviously non-critical, non-life-threatening. And you can obviously use this to apply to your goals and habits and your to-do lists. Schedule them out as in what's important, what's urgent, what is urgent but not important, and then what's neither. And think of it like that. What do you need to do and how fast can you get it done because it's important? And sometimes we overthink things, because if you have a to-do list where everything is important, everything is urgent, you're gonna overwhelm yourself. We don't need that anxiety and stress in our lives, because that pumps all sorts of things through your body that's going to put you in a state of fight or flight, and you're going to cause yourself so much harm that you don't even realize until you've had a heart attack at like 30. You don't need that. Calm down. Try and prioritize. I've been rambling for way too long on this episode, so let me just get to the point. If there's anything I would want you to take away from this episode, it's this. Get clear on what you want, set boundaries and rules for achieving those things, and then make it known to the people around you. These are the things I'm achieving, these are the rules I'm putting in place around it, thank you. And if they can't work with that, their loss. You are trying to better yourself, and people who want to leave your life because you're putting in these boundaries are only making space for people who are going to be better for you in the long run. Don't see it as a loss, see it as a future gain, okay? Don't take it personally. It's for your betterment in the long run. So, keep that in mind. I would say even if people are coming to you with complaints, because that is something that also needs a boundary. I know for me it was a big one. Sometimes it's nice to listen to people's problems, but sometimes you just need to be like, look, I love you. I love that you come to me to talk about your problems, but if I hear the same thing one more time, I'm gonna lose it. So vent it out now, and then I don't want to hear about it again, because there are certain things people complain about that they can do something about, they just choose not to. And I've had to tell people in my life, for example, my mother, we had a conversation the other day, I'm like, mommy, I'm not going to listen to this rant one more time, because I've heard it a million times in the past. You're gonna say it today, and you're probably gonna say it in 3 days' time. Say what you want, and then be done with it, because I'm not gonna listen to it again if you start. Okay? And she did. And I've actually had to remind her, like, nope, last time was the last time, I'm not doing this again. Talk about something else, or I can walk away and you can find someone else to talk to this about. And she was not happy, but she did, because you gotta put that boundary in place. As hard as it is, put the boundaries in place, move on with your life. The song of this week is a self-love song, putting yourself first, and that song is Love Myself by Hailee Steinfeld. Brilliant song. A little bit of mixed messaging in there, I'm not gonna lie, but it's a brilliant song, and I do love good lyrics in a song. And then when she says, I gotta love myself and I don't need anyone else, I'm just like, that's the motto of this episode. So, it was a bit rambly, a bit long, I apologize for that, but let me know what you thought of this episode in the comments below. I will read them and respond to them, especially what boundaries you've had to put in place, because this was difficult to even just record, as I'm sure you've heard. I would really love to know what you guys think. You can also link to my Instagram. I'm getting better at being more active there, so you can tell me there if you need, DM me, put it in a comment, whatever, let me know, and keep being a better being. That is all for me. Love you. Bye.